Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Breeden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Jenkins moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Grote reaches second base with a double. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Breeden to Santo. The throw back to home, and Grote is out at the plate. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McAndrew reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Breeden and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Charlie Williams now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. Pepitone moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Breeden and he is safe. Harrelson steals second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool strikes out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. 2 outs. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hahn strikes out. 1 out. Art Chamsky pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky is called out on strikes. two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger bunts towards first. Crane Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Jenkins moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Cranepool goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Cubs. Tim Foley pinch runs for Bob Aspromonte. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jenkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing third base. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-4 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pepitone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell catches it and throws to first to double up Callison. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Ortiz now playing center field. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Don Hahn. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.